The question was asked. We find in Tanakh that almost everywhere Yerushalayim is spelt without a yud.
Almost everywhere, it seems like.
If I'm not mistaken, there are five exceptions.
Really?
Where Yerushalayim is spelled whole. So where, why, and where is the yud added? So,
when?
Okay. So the Medrash says a number of things. The Medrash says that when Avram was on top, right here, on Rosh Hashanah, okay, we look out this window, okay, a mere minute's walk from here, okay, right under that dome, minute's walk from here, yeah? If we could just walk through the wall, it's a minute's walk. 2 minutes walk from here. Avram was up there on Rosh Hashanah, and the Ribbono Shel Olam had told him, I want you to bind your son, hands to feet, and offer him before me. And Avram didn't understand what Hashem, why was Hashem asking him this? Hashem had told him, this is your future. Ki bi Yitzchak yikare lecha zara. Yitzchak is your seed. And he didn't know. He didn't have an answer. But he did know that Hashem told him to do this. So after he stood up to the test, he made a declaration. Behar Hashem yireh. This mountain will be proof that God is seen by man. Because if I wasn't 100% clear that God told me to do this, I wouldn't be doing this. Right? So the mountain was called Yeira'eh. Okay? That was the name of the mountain. Yeira'eh. God will be seen through this mountain. This mountain is proof that God can be seen by man, because everyone knows, says Avraham Avinu, that I always preached they shouldn't be serving their sons to gods. And here I was willing to do it. That's a proof that God can be seen by man. It's Yeira'eh. That's the name Avraham gave to this mountaintop. On the other hand, the Torah tells us that Malkitzedek was the king of Shalem. So the mountaintop was called Shalem, wholeness. So the Medrash says, Hashem said, if I take Shalem, then I'm doing away with Avram's name. If I take Yerae, I'm doing away with Malkitzedek's name. Hashem said, I'll put the two together, and you got Yerushalem. So that's why it's spelled as Yerushalem. Aleph and He, Yerae, form the letter Vav, and Shalem.
Malkitzedek.
Okay, so Yerushalayim, that's the name. Now, why do we call it Yerushalayim? So Chazal tell us that there are two Yerushalayims. That Yerushalayim is a constant reminder that there are two. There's the one down below and one up above. The pasuk says Yerushalayim habenuya ke'ir shechubera layachtav. Jerusalem that will be rebuilt is like the model that's up there. It's compadre, it's companion up above. We say there's a Jerusalem above up and a Jerusalem below. And we, down below, are building, whether we know it or not, a replica of what's up above. And whenever we say Yerushalayim, we're indicating this idea that Yerushalayim means two. And our understanding is that from the days of Tanakh, it was always called Yerushalayim. But the spelling was Yerushalayim to show the peace, the conjunction of the two. Whereas the pronunciation was always Yerushalayim. That's our tradition.